How do I know how much tablet or gaming time is too much? When parents ask this, they often add that their child is on the computer, phone, gaming console all the time. It's clearly a source of frustration, but I think some of the frustration is because of a mistaken story that you're telling yourself. And that's what I want to talk to you about this week. We did a whole webinar about technology last week, and that will be up at YouTube soon. But this is a smaller piece that I think you need to consider. That's what I like these podcasts for, short little unschooling pep talks. I seem to have missed a couple of weeks, but we're about to wrap up season 3 this month, so I'm going to be better with my weekly plan. I don't have any advertising or sponsors for the podcast, just you and me here. And that reminds me, I want to tell you something. I think it's really great that you're trying to figure out a game plan that works for your family, for your kids. It would be easier to just ride along, doing what everyone else is doing. But here you are, looking for solutions. You're even examining your own part in some of these scenarios, looking at your own motivations, trying to see the situation with a little clarity. And truth is, most people don't do that. So I want to take a second for you to remind yourself that even if you don't have this all figured out yet, you're on the right path. And you've opted to not just ride the conveyor belt of life. We both know that the kids and you deserve more than a mediocre life. So yay you! I'm happy to walk along with you on this unschooling journey. Even if you're not unschooling, you're looking into what could be done to make life better in your family. That's worth a little shout out. I love that you're doing that for yourself and for your kids. And if you're new to the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast, I'm Sue Patterson, mom to 3 grown unschoolers, now all in their 30s. And I'm here to shine a little light for you, to show you what I've seen work and not work. And I promise to keep it real, which turns out in this age of social media and highlight reels, that's hard to sift through what's true and what's not. If you start feeling like you're not doing enough or your life isn't going as well as someone else's, I want you to come back to this podcast, find an episode that relates to your concerns, and visualize me sitting there with you. I'll have my coffee and you'll keep juggling the kids, but I won't leave you. You're really not alone. And I do have a variety of ways I can support you in addition to the podcast. We could set up regular calls. You could join an entire community of unschooling parents, all at various points on their own unschooling journeys. If you're feeling isolated, I really think this is something you should do. And podcast listeners can join us without paying the $99 signup fee. And if you're catching the recording on YouTube, I'll have links for you to save the fee as well. So check out the show notes on whatever platform you're using. You need support sooner than later, though. The frenzy of searching for next year's curriculum is about to start, and I'd really like to toss you a lifeline for that. Okay, back to this week's topic, technology, again. I have a couple of other podcasts that are related to technology if you want to binge a little on the topic. You can go to podcast number 75, 52, and 30. Your own little playlist. You know, usually when I dive a little deeper with parents who say that their kids are on their devices nonstop, I discover that they're still going to soccer practice, playing with the dog, doing a family movie night, all sorts of things in addition to playing on their electronics. The parent is also making sure they can hang out with a friend or two, go to a homeschooling activity, or make a weekly trip to the library. But in our minds, it's technology 24/7, from the minute they wake up until their little head hits the pillow. And why do we do this to ourselves, to our kids? It's the usual culprit, unchecked fear. You know, I've spoken about confirmation bias, but in case you missed it, it's what we do when we're trying to find evidence to support our conclusion. It's a cart before the horse thing. Instead of examining the data, observing the situation objectively, and then coming up with a conclusion, we start with the conclusion. They're on their computers too much. And then, aha, see, that's what I thought. When we see them happily gaming at home, Yes, we just got back from something out in the community, but we dismissed that piece of information. Gaming, there it is, again. So it might be helpful to put yourself on a scavenger hunt. Make a note of all the other things they're doing in their daily lives. Take it to a granular level. Do they eat meals? Do they shower? Do they have a conversation with you? But then also, do they go to the skate park, see a movie, go to a friend's house, play with cousins? Write it all down. Keep track for a week. See if you see any patterns. But also, show yourself a more accurate representation of their days. So after you've done this more accurate assessment for a week or so, you can see what's going on. There really could be trends. They get online when you're busy. Or then, when you're not busy anymore, they're fully engaged. But that may be more about you making a shift with them before they get online. That may be the solution. Yes, unschooling is all about the flexibility of life, but it's also about individualizing the plans for your own family's needs. Do you need to take some responsibility and make a little more of a plan? That doesn't mean plan it out hour by hour. Could it just be done in blocks like morning, afternoon, and evening? What are some things you and the kids would enjoy doing together? What would be a good time of day to do it? Would it be helpful to plan for it after one of the more natural transition points like meals? All of this is good data to accumulate so your fear of technology doesn't grow and start running the show. And if you're still at a loss for what to do with them, because let's face it, opting for curriculum takes all the guesswork out of things. It doesn't do anything for individualizing, and it certainly adds to more power struggles. But if you need a little help brainstorming with the kids about what are some additional things to do, the unschooling guide called Brainstorming Time would help you so much. Remember, you're not saying instead of computer time. You're saying in addition to. More for that unschooling buffet you're creating with them. Thanks for listening to the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. Let us know in the comments what you thought of this episode or if you have some ideas for the future. We're about to start our fourth year at this. Over 268,000 downloads since we started in March of 2021. And I like to think of that as an indication that more parents are seeing that duplicating school is not the best way to raise children, and that the world is full of all sorts of ways to learn. We just have to de-school a little more, take off those blinders, and open up to new possibilities. I hope you have a great week with the kids, and I'll be back to talk with you again soon.